In Israel today, the highest court ruled a controversial Arab lawmaker can run in next month's parliamentary elections. Supporters of Hanin Zoabi say she is a popular representative of the more than 1 million Arab citizens of Israel. Her Israeli detractors say her political views undermine the state and its institutions and that she and her party should be banned. Reporter Shira Frankel has the story from Tel Aviv.
This was the scene at Israel's Supreme Court last week, after a panel of judges heard opening statements in Hanin Zoabi's case. A group of right-wing politicians attacked Zoabi as she left the courtroom. Here, they're screaming, "You are a terrorist," and "Go live in another country." Zoabi's supporters fought back. Among them was Dr. Basil Attas, who's currently running on the same slate as Zoabi. He says he wasn't surprised that violence broke out after the hearing.
This is another game of the representative of the groups of the fascist Knesset members of the others who shouldn't be allowed to be in the Knesset.
He's interrupted by Itamar Ben-Gvir, a political activist who is currently running for office on a right-wing party list called Strong Israel. He says he came to the courthouse specifically to confront Zoabi, and he wasn't sorry about the ensuing violence. He says he understands that Zoabi is angry at being called a terrorist, but Ben-Gvir says that's what she is, adding that she should not be allowed to return to Israel's parliament. The upcoming elections have reignited tensions among the country's various political groups. But nowhere are the arguments quite so explosive as between right-wing nationalist movements, like that of Ben-Gvir, and Arab parties running for seats in the parliament, or Knesset. Zoabi, a young woman with strong political views, became the focus of efforts to ban her Balad party, after she joined other activists on board a Turkish ship that tried to breach the Israeli-imposed maritime blockade of the Gaza Strip in May 2010. Israeli commandos stormed the vessel, and in clashes on board, 9 Turkish activists were killed. Israel's Central Elections Committee said that Zoabi's involvement in the incident constituted an action that undermined the state of Israel. They banned her from political office on the basis of a petition filed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Today, the Supreme Court overturned that ban in a unanimous decision, saying that Zoabi could run in the upcoming elections. Right-wing groups have already promised to protest that decision. Salsan Zahar is a lawyer for Zoabi. She says that while they are happy that the court ruled in Zoabi's favor, many Arab citizens of Israel have already lost trust in Israeli institutions.
It's kind of a new phase. People, or mainly like the Arab minority in Israel, are losing the trust in the official authorities.
She points to a poll which shows that for the first time, less than 50% of Israel's Arab voters will cast ballots on Election Day. She says that moves to disqualify Arab politicians like Zoabi are the tip of the iceberg, and points to recent legislation that was unpopular in the Arab community, like a law that banned events commemorating the flight of Palestinians after Israel's creation in 1948.
When the laws themselves are looking at the Arab minority as the other, as the enemy, as the ones and the population and the group that is not wanted, mainly, of course, it results in the loss of trust towards the legislator by the minority.
Zahar says that despite today's victory, Israel's Arab population continues to feel disenfranchised. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.